The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
There is this epic battle between the world, the flesh, and the devil, and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And there's two agendas. And we're on the winning team. But if we get neutralized, fear could be controlling you. You know, the flesh could be controlling you. The world could be controlling you. Lies about your self-perception.
God's work in us and through us can change the world around us. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Tammy Trent is with me. And Tammy, you know I'm excited about today's guest.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so I have talked to our guest today several times online, and it's always been really, really good. And I'm like, I want to share this with you guys, our broadcast audience. His name is Kenny Luck. He is the founder of Everyman Ministries out in Southern California. And he has a book that is out now. It's called Overflow. And it is about the Holy Spirit. And there's, I know you think you know a lot about the Holy Spirit. I'm sure you do. But we know the idea of being filled with the Spirit is something we should do. What if we told you that's just the beginning, not the end? Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk about that. Kenny, great to see you here.
I can't believe I'm here.
Oh, man,
live,
it's great.
On set.
Zoom is great, but this is so much more fun.
It's so great to be with you both.
Yes.
So let's jump into Overflow because I want
100%.
People to get inspired. Give us the overview and then we'll drill down.
Yeah, the big idea of Overflow is that God's at work in you to work through you to change the world around you. You know, when you have a relationship with Jesus, he changes your identity. Mm-hmm. Right? You become a child of God, right? You become beloved. But guess what? You also become salt. You become light. Mm-hmm. You become a fragrance of Christ. So there is an expectation in our relationship with God and with Jesus to influence the spaces and places where we find ourselves. And that's a tremendous honor. It's kind of this super story. The overarching tale, the meta, I call it the meta narrative of all of our lives. And that is that we get to be in this wonderful adventure called the kingdom of God. We're all starters. There's no bench players. And we can fulfill that purpose that we're looking for. We don't have to go see a Marvel fantasy to have supernatural power, defeat evil, and bring justice. God says you're it. He wants us to overflow.
So when we look at this, the idea of being filled to overflow, there's an order there, isn't there?
Because
I think when we get it out of order is where we get a little off.
And it's what I think all of our viewers already know. To believe in Jesus, the Bible says when we believe in the person and work of Jesus, he puts the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. Mm-hmm. That's what the Bible says.
First step.
That is step one. And then there is a command and partnership to be filled on a regular basis. So, you know, there's initiation, indwelling, and then there's filling. And I think we don't need to parse that at all. It's like everybody probably watching has a smartphone, right? They bought it. It has an app on it. Mm. It's already loaded in.
Yeah.
When you made the decision to purchase it. Mm. But you got to activate it and listen. Mm-hmm. And that's how believers should look at their relationship with the Holy Spirit. All believers are indwelled by the Holy Spirit, but are all believers activated and partnering and listening with the Holy Spirit? No. But that's what Overflow is all about, because the Holy Spirit is advancing the kingdom of God everywhere, right? Salt is everywhere. That's what he calls it. And we have to be connected to comms, right? Our communication line.
Yeah.
And we need to be connected and partnering. That's why the scripture talks in that language of, if we live by the Spirit, let's keep in step with the Spirit. That means the Spirit's going somewhere you are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's things going on around you, and we're connected, filled, and empowered by the Holy Spirit.
When you say filled, a lot of people growing up in churches, when we say I've been filled with the Holy Spirit, some gravitate toward that, like, yes, and some are like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah,
like, ooh.
I'd love to talk about that because the images of, I think we've all seen a drunk person, at some time if we're adults.
We've seen a few drunk people.
And we can tell they're drunk. Why? Because they're filled with a spirit that is taking over their thoughts and their actions.
Right.
And it manifests. There's sloppy speech. They tell you they love you. They, you know, there's stuff going on there. And and actually, the Apostle Paul grabs that imagery. And he says, don't get drunk with wine. Don't let a spirit, little s, be in control of you, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's the present active indicative of the word, which is be being filled. So there's this intention of, it's an active, present, ongoing, filling, leading, and controlling by the Holy Spirit. That's why most days I wake up, I know the Holy Spirit indwells me. But is the Holy Spirit leading me? Is the Holy Spirit controlling me?
Yeah.
Is the Holy Spirit filling me? So I say, Holy Spirit, fill me. Holy Spirit, control me. Holy Spirit, lead me.
Has He always led you? Like, what was it like when you came to Christ?
Oh,
everybody's
Tammy.
Got a story. So what's your story, Pastor
Tammy,
Kenny?
The overflow started from the get-go. Oh. Well, I was a seeking 17-year-old who had three jobs, lettered in three varsity sports, and was headed to UCLA. But I was empty. I was so empty. I had already done the world in high school. So I came home from a party, and I said, Jesus, if you're real, I want to see you. That was the prayer. I mean, talk about gutsy.
Right.
If you're real, you know, and I was being sincere. God knew I was being sincere. And the Holy Spirit came into the back bedroom at 6788 Hanover Drive in San Jose, California at 17. Totally encapsulated me. I see you. I hear you. I'm saving you. I'm forgiving you. I have a purpose for you. And I knew then, right from that moment, when you have a burning bush like that, Tammy, it's like, okay, I have a call in my life. God has me for a purpose. And so I think I led six of my friends to Christ right after that.
Incredible.
And the evangelistic crusade was on.
Incredible.
And you've been ministering ever since?
Ever since. Never looked back.
So here's what I love about that. Because a lot of times we get it in our heads that, oh, I have to do this or read enough of this or act a certain way for the Holy Spirit to fill me. But what I hear is you just have to surrender.
Yes. Mm. It's really good. Yeah. Well, something's controlling you. Fear could be controlling you. You know, the flesh could be controlling you. The world could be controlling you. Lies about your self-perception could be controlling you. And this is the great spiritual war into which this book falls. There is this epic battle between the world, the flesh, and the devil, and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And there's two agendas. And we're on the winning team. But if we get neutralized by believing lies, by blending, you know, by impurity, by... the devil can neutralize us. And that's where overflow comes in. It really coaches you up in terms of, this is who you are. And when you know who you are, you know what to do. I'm salt. I'm light. I'm salt by contact. I'm light by contrast. I'm a fragrance of Christ wherever I am. People get a whiff of me.
Amen.
They smell the supernatural. If we're partnering, right?
Yeah.
So do you think, everything you've just explained, I mean, I feel like we're living in a time in our world right now where we are ripe for an awakening spiritually. Do you feel the same?
Oh, I was chuckling to myself. I'm like, Lord, the book's coming out now when the Holy Spirit is just touching women, men, college students. And I'm like, God's so smart, right? And I think that's part of this, what we're doing right here is we're pouring gas on a revival that's happening. And you know, the context of revival many times is darkness, because you can see light against the darkness, against the dark backdrop of what is going on. Division, we can bring unity, right? Self-importance, we can bring, you know, humility. You know, there's just all of these dark themes that are going on right now, but against that, people of light can stand out and be different. And so the context for this book is, it's ripe, Tammy, just like you said.
Yes,
yes. So very ripe.
You said something a second ago that I want to ask you about, because we talk about overflowing. So we understand the filling. If you're continuously being filled, you will overflow. You can't help it, because it has to get out, right? Which is a beautiful picture.
Well, that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, Randy, he said, everyone who believes, right? from their innermost being will overflow,
yeah.
right? It'll come out from their innermost yeah. being. And this, by this, he meant the Spirit, which those who believed in him were later to receive. Well, that's us,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Pentecost on, mm-hmm. that's us. Yep. So you're built to overflow if you know Jesus, and he expects it. I think that's something to consider. You know, when he gives us that mantle of you're salt, you're useful, you're everywhere, you're highly valued. That's the way it was in the first century, because salt was, we get the word salary
yeah.
from salt,
yeah.
right? And it was currency back then. Mm-hmm. So it was highly valuable. So you're highly valuable, you're in the mix, you're preserving good, and you're preventing corruption. That's Jesus's expectation. In the spaces and places that you occupy, we don't, as much as it is necessary, we don't need to get on a plane to overflow. Mm-hmm. He wants us to overflow in the spaces where we work, where we live, where okay. we pray, where we play.
That's the point I want to drive home, because you just talk about mixing in, you talk about contact. And I think a lot of people get the idea that if I am filled with the Spirit, I'm not going to hang around certain people, when really you're designed to go into those places, what I hear you saying.
Yes, that's what Jesus said.
And impacting
said.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, when Jesus says you're light and you're on a lampstand, in the first century, there were no light switches.
Yeah.
There's no cell phone lights. It's, you're put on a special stand. It's in an optimal place. So the lamp with the oil in it is put in an optimal place to cast as much light. And so when Jesus says, you put the light on the lampstand, it's optimal place. So all of us have our context. That's God's chosen optimal place for us, where we are, our families, our neighborhoods, our neighbors, our baristas, our mechanics, right? All our coworkers. That's our lampstand. We are in our optimal place to shed the light as maximally as possible.
I think people have to hear that.
Yeah.
Because some of them wonder, God, where should I go? And I hear him going, I've put you there. You don't need to go, you need to overflow.
Well, see, that's where the supernatural should just be supernatural.
Yes, exactly.
Right? It's just where I am. I'm with you now. I'm enjoying this.
Yes.
I want to be salt and light and a fragrance of Christ. Just where I am, talking with the people in the green room, talking with Julie, talking with the staff, just wherever I am, with Travis in the car coming from the airport, you know. And then I go and I sit with, you know, in 21C. There's somebody in 21D, you know, and I'm praying. I'm like, God, I'm available. It's wherever you are. Place matters, time matters. Mm-hmm. Like, God is not confused about where you are on planet Earth,
Amen.
Where you work, where you go to church, and who's your next door neighbor. He put you there intentionally and by design to advance and shift those spaces that you're in toward him and toward his kingdom agenda. That's why Jesus says, I'm giving you the keys, okay? I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. He has deputized us to shift the environments that we find ourselves in, any environment, toward him and toward the kingdom agenda. And we have the spiritual authority to do that. But here's a point that everybody listening has to know. Salt can be rendered useless. There's a kryptonite to salt and its impurity. Salt was leached from the salt marshes during Jesus' times. You know when he says, but if salt loses its saltiness, what's good is it? What good is it? Remember when he said that?
Yeah.
You just trample it under your feet, because that salt was mixed with the dirt and the other things. And so its usefulness and properties all became nil. But pure salt with the leached out impurities becomes highly valuable, highly useful. So Jesus says that right after he says, if your eye offends you, your hand offends you.
Yeah.
And he's being dramatic, but he's saying, do the best that you can to amputate sin out of your life, because it's a cancer and it spreads and it'll take away your effectiveness.
Honestly, you fire me up. You fire me up. I just, like, I want to finish well.
Yeah.
When I sit here and I listen to you, Pastor Kenny, it's like I get this fire inside, and it's like, God, I want to be in all the right places.
Right.
Send me in all the right places. Like you said, Randy, it's not just like on a mission field to the farthest away country we can think about. It's like, it's right here, moments every single day. There are appointments, opportunities, and assignments all around us every single moment of our lives. And as a believer in Jesus, as a believer in Christ, and a pure follower of Christ, then you better make yourself available.
Yeah.
At any opportunity, like you said, Pastor, on a plane, in a green room, walking in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And honestly, there's something about that feeling when we are used of God in that moment, when we step out in authority and we know that God used us. I think the more you do that, the more you will become comfortable with that and the more you will respond to God and not hesitate. And too many of us hesitate. Was that God? Is that the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
So how do we know when it's the Holy Spirit moving and not us?
This is the best question I've ever been asked, Randy. Way to go, Tammy. Gold star for you. How do you know? Because I think the mystery needs to be, it needs to be demystified. If you get prompted to do anything that shows love for God and love for people in any context you find yourself, that is the Holy Spirit.
That's good.
Because that's the royal law and it's the great commandment, right? So I'm in the gym. I just ask a question to this guy I met a week ago. Hey, Ryan. How you doing? You're not going to believe what happened to me. He said, what happened? My wife died on the operating table and was revived. She had a lung surgery. Something went wrong. They revived her. I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. What can I do for you? And we just enter into this conversation. Ryan leaves the gym and he goes to the mall to get some jewelry for his wife for the thank you for not dying on the operating table gift. Guess who he's talking to? My wife. So then we come home at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my.
She sells diamonds.
Yeah.
So we come home at the end of the day. I said, how was your day, babe? She goes, you're not going to believe this. This guy came in. His wife died on the operating table. And he, you know, she tells me the whole story. I'm like, was he tall? Yes. Did he have a beard? Yes. I said, is his name Ryan? She goes, how did you know that? Right. Like I had a camera following her around. No. But you see, big wheels turn on small axles of obedience. Mm. The little choices to do the interruption, behind that, the kingdom of God is unfolding. Mm. So you know those little interruptions that come your way, something happens, somebody walks in, they come in the eye gate, and you take them in the eye gate and you say to yourself, I'm salt, I'm light, I'm a fragrance of Christ. Just ask him how he's doing.
I was gonna say, but you didn't,
you know,
you weren't too busy to ask him. When we ask people, we engage with people and let them know that we care. I mean, ask the question. Ask the question.
And be normal.
Be super normal.
Be normal. And after COVID, by the way, I just want to say the cultural context for being normal has never been better. In the grocery line, I remember when the mask mandates came off in California, I was like, gosh, it's really good to see people's faces. And man,
yes,
in the grocery line. Because there's just epidemic anxiety, there's epidemic isolation, and people really are trying to navigate their way back to human connection. And that's where the Holy Spirit wants them connected to you, and then through you, connected to God. Mm-hmm. But somebody has to ask the question, Tammy.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
It's like, how's it going? How are you?
Yeah.
All right, we're so out of time, but I'm gonna mention these things. These are four different points in your chapters in the book, I think. I want to mention this because they are practical.
Yeah.
So if someone's watching and you're like, okay, this is great, I'm excited, I want to do the thing, I'm going to put very specific things to this. Relieve someone's pain, reduce someone's load, raise someone's spirit, and reach someone's soul. Those are all in Kenny's book, Overflow. I want to send that book to you today. When you do these things, when you reach someone's soul, when you meet their needs through our mission feeding program, watch this. You'll see how you can overflow with the Spirit right now, and you can request Kenny Luck's book, Overflow. Watch this, and we'll tell you how.
Our trip here in Angola is coming to an end, and we have been with so many mothers and grandmothers this week who have lost their children and their grandchildren and whose crops have failed, and there's no food in their villages to feed, and they and their husbands and sons and daughters are all working diligently trying to find a way to make just enough to survive. But today I'm sitting here in a field, a very dry and barren field, with a grandmother. This grandmother has dreams and hopes for her grandchildren. She had 7 of them, but just 6 months ago, she lost one. She lost little Amelia. And there are no words to express, and I'll be honest with you, after being here 2 weeks and listening to more brokenhearted stories than I can imagine, I hardly have tears left in my body to cry. If we don't help these villages, these families, the hopes and the dreams of being able to see a time that's better for their grandchildren than it was for them is almost impossible. And so I'm asking you right now, for every one of you that are watching Life Today, whatever way you give, I'm asking you, do not delay one more minute. Please go now and make your very best gift. Lives are dependent on you.
My heart completely aligns with John there. I have seen children dying, and I have been a part of something even more special where I've been able to give life in mission feeding, and I know how important it is. I know the impact that it makes. I know that John's speaking the truth, that there is such a desperate, desperate situation going on right now. Their land is very barren and dry. They're doing everything they can to produce some kind of food to eat. They just need some help. They're doing everything. They're working hard day and night. They just need some help. They're dreaming. But you know what? Their dreams are entirely different than mine. I'm not sitting around today dreaming about my next meal, but they are. And so I would love to be a part of helping them make that dream come true.
We can do it. And, you know, an interesting thing about John Yates, because some people, you may have talked to John on the phone over the years. He's been with the ministry a long, long time.
Yeah.
But only recently moved into the director of our mission outreaches
position.
And he's been on a bit of a whirlwind tour around the world. And I bring that up because we have people all around the world that we've worked with for many years, decades, some of them. The Pretorius family, we go way back with them. We have people on the ground, ready to go. They are already working right now in mission feeding to feed 350,000 children every day. These are children who need just that bowl of soup for a short period of time, sometimes a few weeks, sometimes several months. But whatever it is, to get them in a position where their bodies can have enough nutrition to function, to learn, to go to school, to develop a trade, to take care of themselves, to get the crops back in order. These people work hard, but times are hard. Mm. And there are a variety of reasons why someone finds themselves from being a few meals away from malnutrition or starvation or death. Because we've been doing mission feeding so long, we have the people in place right now ready to save lives. We need one more thing, and that one more thing is you. Mm. We need people to come together from across the world, whether you're watching in the United States, Canada, Australia, wherever you're at, and saying, I want to do my part. My part may be $30 to help feed 3 children for the next 3 months. It may be $50 to feed 5, $100 to feed 10, $1,000 to feed 100. Some of you, it may be far more than that, just to step in and say, I will provide that bridge. I will be that light of heaven into the darkness that these people are living in. Will you do that? We're ready. We're ready to go. We're just asking you to join with us and be a part of mission feeding. And Tammy, you know, it will mean so much to those mothers, to those grandmothers,
yes,
when we put a bowl into their child's hands.
It does mean everything to them. Randy, I've seen him cry. I've seen him sob just thinking that that bull's probably saved the life of their child, that they don't have to bury another child. They've buried so many already. Mm-hmm. Please, please be the change with us today. We can do this together. I know we can. The impact is enormous. Go online or go to the phone and make the best gift you can today. It would mean a lot to us and to these families.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you 365 days of courage. Filled with scriptures and words of encouragement, this daily devotional will give you the confidence that comes from knowing how God sees you. Take courage in Christ's love and be ready to conquer each day. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Blessing Framed Art. This beautiful wall art will grace your home or office and serve as a daily reminder of God's blessing and kindness over your family. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I hope you are going online or going to the phone right now. Make the best gift you can. You can overflow with God's Spirit and people that really need it. Kenny, this is such a great message. I appreciate you sharing it with us today.
You know, those 4 points that you mentioned at the break going out, that's what happened in the book of Acts. That's what happens when people are filled and empowered with the Holy Spirit. That's what the first followers did. They reduced the loads of people around them, right? They relieved pain around them. They raised spirits, and then they reached souls. So that's what's going to happen through us, just as we, in the spaces and places we find ourselves, are filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit.
So good.
Man, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching today. Make sure to go out and overflow, and we'll see you next time
and
on Life Today.
Request Kenny Luck's book when you support Mission Feeding. We'll see you.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news with the Life Today social media experience.
Yes, so Jesus is describing happy are you, flourishing are you. This is the state of being.
Tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.